I'm Gene Randall. Macedonia has signed a key document for its bid to join NATO, a process that could be completed by next year. The signing ceremony was held today in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Macedonia's membership would promote stability in the Balkans. He also announced the next NATO summit. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma in London.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Donald Trump will meet with his counterparts from the military alliance at a summit in London in December. Stoltenberg comments that the leaders will address the security challenges faced now and in the future. Stoltenberg hopes NATO will continue to adapt in order to keep its population of almost 1 billion people safe. No exact date has so far been announced for the summit. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Trump used his State of the Union address Tuesday night to make a familiar push for a wall along the southern U.S. border. It came just days ahead of what Mr. Trump has warned could be another partial government shutdown. Here is Jackie Quinn on a speech that began with a call for unity.
President Trump spoke about the economic miracle taking place in America under his administration, which he says could be jeopardized by
ridiculous partisan investigations.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says with guilty pleas and indictments against a handful of Trump aides and advisors, those investigations are very necessary.
America's strength is based on the rule of law and the fact that no one, not even the President of the United States, is above it.
Sanders also challenged the president's assessment of a red-hot economy, saying the wealthy got wealthier, but the middle class isn't faring any better. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For all the day's news, anytime, you can go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Trump, in his State of the Union, announced his next summit meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, though he suggested there is a long road ahead.
Much work remains to be done, but my relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one. Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
Meanwhile, there are new worries raised by a UN report that says North Korea is working to ensure its weapons cannot be destroyed by military strikes. Here is VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
U.S. President Donald Trump hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea, but the United Nations report found evidence of a consistent trend on the part of North Korea to disperse its assembly, storage, and testing locations. In addition, the UN report said North Korea continues to defy Security Council resolutions through a massive increase in illegal ship-to-ship transfers of petroleum products and coal, rendering the latest UN sanctions ineffective. North Korea has said it will never unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons unless the United States first removes any threat to it. A second summit is planned between the U.S. and North Korea for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Britain's battle to win more concessions in its Brexit agreement with the European Union got a new suggestion today that battle cannot be won. European Council President Donald Tusk.
The position of the EU27 is clear, as expressed in the documents agreed with the UK government. That is the withdrawal agreement and the political declaration. And the EU27 is not making any new offer.
Britain's formal EU departure is scheduled for March 29th. Russia says it will do everything required to support Nicolas Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate ruler, while accusing the United States of backing an attempted coup by recognizing Juan Guaido as the country's interim president. The Kremlin has played an increasingly vocal role as a key supporter of Maduro and his socialist regime. Britain's Security Minister Ben Wallace says British photojournalist John Cantley, who was abducted by the Islamic State more than 6 years ago, alongside American reporter Jim Foley, is believed to be alive. After being seized in northern Syria, Cantley fronted several propaganda videos for the terror group, presumably under duress, but has not been seen live since 2016. Officials in New Zealand say a bushfire on the country's South Island has spread through thousands of hectares, destroying property and forcing the evacuation of about 100 homes. The fire began in Nelson on Tuesday and doubled in size overnight. No reports of casualties or injuries so far. Firefighters say it could take up to 4 days to extinguish the blaze. Gene Randall, VOA News.